I have a feeling there might be many of these universes.
Yeah, but the many universes are subtle. We do have, other than material universe, a mental universe, we have a vital energy universe, we even have a supramental universe, but they are subtle universes. This is what we have to understand instead of postulating that there are many, many material universes, like some scientists are doing. But that, you know, is a moot question, because even if these universes existed, if they existed independent of consciousness, then there would be no communication between them. There would be no way of verifying that these other universes exist. So they are really not scientific questions, because science has to have not only theory, but verification. If we cannot verify an idea, to call it science is a mistake. It's pseudoscience. So, but this idea, we need consciousness. There are material universe that we sense, mental universe that we think, vital universe that we feel, supramental universe that we intuit, and consciousness mediates the interaction among these multiple universes. This is a verifiable concept. In fact, we verify from moment to moment. We really have mental experiences. We really have vital feeling experiences. We intuit, and of course, we have sensing. So in this way, we are developing a real multiverse science, scientifically, not speculative ideas that can never be verified.
What is life in the mix of all of this, Doctor?
Life is very special, because life is, when life comes about, in the movement of just pure matter, only when life comes about, when life is represented, then we can say that experience have started taking place. Before life, in a non-living matter, there is no experience. There is no subject looking at objects. There is no subject who can say that I have a self. There is an I separate from the world. With life, the very first single living cell, imagine, you know, 4 billion years ago, that single living cell is separate from the rest of the environment, and it knows it. There is cognition, as the Chilean biologist Humberto Maturana first pointed out. That is what distinguishes life from non-life. Life has cognitive ability, that knowledge that I am separate from the rest of the universe.
Now, your book, the new one, How Quantum Activism Can Save Civilization. What is quantum activism?
That is a very, 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 very interesting question for us to discuss, and we will spend substantial time on it, but I'll give you a quick definition. Quantum activism uses quantum principles to change oneself along with the society, the environment in which one lives in. Okay? So it is a manifesto for changing oneself and changing the world. Why do we need to change ourselves? Because we have problems. Oh God, we have problems of living. We have problems with emotions. We have problems with ego. We have so many psychological problems. We have also health problems and stuff. And they're all connected. So we want to change. We want to make ourselves better. Everybody would agree with that. Our society, likewise, have times when we are doing fine. But other times we need change. How do we begin change? Can change be brought in just by talking about it? No. We need to understand how we bring changes. And what is very paramount to realize is that the establishment has entrenched itself into what already exists, the existing knowledge systems. Like today, right now, scientific materialism, the idea that matter is everything, matter is consciousness, is prevalent. Almost everyone has automatically believed that this is the case. Mainstream media completely sold on the idea that matter is everything. So how to change that? It takes a paradigm shift. It takes knowing how to make changes. Activism is required by those people who first acquire the knowledge. What is the new change? We are saying consciousness is the ground of all being. It is important to integrate science and spirituality. Together, we cannot have two different worldviews for the same world. So this knowledge is the beginning of quantum activism, and then we try to change society accordingly. What does it? What does the social systems need to be? How do they? How they must change? If consciousness is the ground of being and not matter, so quantum activism tries to establish, first of all, the knowledge in people that it is consciousness that is primary, not matter, and then how should we live? If consciousness is primary, then how should we live?
This merging of consciousness and spirituality, I think, how important is that to the equation?
That is completely the basic, the perhaps the most important question that humanity has ever faced. Just imagine, we have been struggling with this question for millennia, literally thousands and thousands of years, because materialism has been around for, you know, ever since Democritus in a formulated way. Before formulation, it still existed in the minds of people, except they didn't write about it. But Democritus lived 700 years before Christ, so it's a long time ago. But idealism, this idea that consciousness is primary, that also has been around. And, you know, one gave us modern science, the other one gave us philosophy and spiritual traditions. Both have been around for millennia, and they have always been fighting. There never has been any capacity for religion and science to see eye to eye. So 400 years ago, Descartes made a truce that, okay, religion has mind and matter belongs to science. So this truth, you know, which is called the philosophy of modernism, that existed for a while, but the truth didn't last. The success of modern science convinced the scientists that no, science must be based on movement of matter alone. And this, of course, gave us this modern science, what we call modern science. I call it materialist science, which, because of its very myopic worldview, ignores consciousness entirely, ignores values, ignores ethics. And look at the consequence of that to our society. I mentioned some of the problems. Every one of the problems have an ethical component in it. We have forgotten that values are important. So obviously then, we need to understand and apply the new science in our lives, the new metaphysics.